Turn your tax refund into a new garage door at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Increase your home's value with a new Ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F-Yeah Friday. So F-E-F to you, Barry, Nick, everybody present and accounted for. Looking forward to making it a good one. Barry's last day for a week as he's going back to, well, you know.
Cali. I haven't been there in a long time. I'm pretty excited because the weather, I believe the high while I'm there is like 86 or something like that, 84.
Factor in no humidity.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
But be careful of the wildfires.
I don't think I'll get caught in a wildfire, but I guess it's possible.
It's a picture that you should probably take if you can see it, because you can see it in the distance. It's weird because it throws you off. They call it the car fires.
Okay.
Because C-A-R-R, I think, I don't know if that was the guy that started them or however it got going, but literally from the out, from L.A. proper, you can see in the outskirts just these big plumes of the dark. There's some pretty serious wildfires. Lisa was concerned because it's all up and down through California, and she was worried about her parents because depending on where you're at, those things are spreading quickly.
So they're still going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think last time I checked, it was only like 40-some percent contained.
Anything near Burbank?
I'd have to check the, but I think you're fine. You're in the Studio City, Burbank TV area. I'm sure they're going
to be. Is that Studio City? I know nothing about L.A. or the
Burbank's
area.
Burbank's got a lot of TV shows.
It does?
Yeah.
Is Wheel of Fortune there?
We can look.
I think Wheel of Fortune is like in the hood, though.
Don't you have Vanna Cell?
No, I'm not that famous. I seem to recall it's in like Culver City or something like that.
That's also another one.
Yeah, I think, I think that might be the hood, although I can't say for sure. So okay. I'll look into it.
Okay.
But I'm staying with a buddy, Kazim Rahman, who I probably should have featured him this week. Now that I think about it, he's a comedian out of Houston that's in LA.
Oh.
I did him dirty. I should have featured him. I'll feature him when I get back. How about that?
Okay.
But yeah, staying with a buddy. He lives near Burbank. I think he's like 15 minutes from Flappers, which is the main club for this festival. So it should be interesting. I don't know. I'm looking forward to good weather, fake breasts, blonde bimbos. I'm looking forward to all that.
You will have your fill of all that.
I know. It's going to be interesting people watching for me. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to take lots of pictures.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're going to do what you said you were going to do?
Which is?
Just get people that aren't random people that aren't famous and get people to buy into it.
I might actually do that. I still haven't decided yet. I also, if I'm not mistaken, it's now legal to smoke weed in Cali. No, like you don't have to have a prescription anymore. Is that correct?
I cannot tell you that either.
Is that right, Nick?
I am the.
I don't know about the prescription part, but yeah. I mean, I know you. You can obtain it somehow legally, but I don't know if you. That's an update I can't give you.
I remember when I was talking to.
I just know it's illegal.
The headliner in Fort Worth when I was up there last time, she was telling me that I think you can buy it, but you can't have it you can have it on you, but you can't open it. Like, you can take it home. Like, if you're driving home and get pulled over and you have a sack of the marijuana on you, you're not going to jail or getting in trouble. But if it's open, you are.
Okay.
So I don't know what the rule is. But that, I don't know. I was debating on if I would partake or not. So I guess we'll play that by ear. Because I think my buddy Kazim doesn't smoke. So that's going to make an easier decision for me.
So Wheel of Fortune was originally filmed Studio 4, NBC Studios Burbank.
Okay.
Then, upon its initial cancellation, it was
moved. They canceled it before?
In 1989.
Those bastards.
Yeah. Then it was picked back up by CBS Television City, L.A., where it remained till 95. Since then, the show has occupied Stage 11 at Sony Pictures in Culver City.
Ah, well, there you go.
There you have it.
I watch it every day almost with the wife.
The wife loves it. My wife loves it.
Do you watch it and participate and try to beat her?
I beat her and everything. But yeah. Except for, obviously, I'm not Urban Meyer's crew over there at Ohio State. But she loves it. She's very good at it. When I grew up, my mom was a game show fiend.
Okay.
Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, staples. Now I'm kind of on Wheel of Fortune, but Lisa's like intense about it.
Me and my wife get pretty competitive with it too. And the most frustrating thing about watching it is when you know the answer and no one on the show does, and you're just like, just solve it already. Like, just no, you're yelling out all the letters that you know are in there. I was doing that like two nights ago, and then there's always weird people on there, which is sometimes entertaining.
With really bad guesses.
Yeah. But two nights ago, I was yelling at the TV on how to solve a puzzle and what letter they should pick next. And that's when I realized that I have no life. I was like, what am I doing with myself right now? I am 44 years old. I have stains on my shirt. I was just wearing a T-shirt with stains on it. Just looked sloppy.
Armpits?
No, not even. You would think. But no, just down the front, grease stains from several dinners ago. Just laying on the couch with a blanket on, just screaming at Wheel of Fortune. I was like, this is where I'm at. This is what I have become.
So you were in a good spot in your life.
I don't know if that's the case or not, but it's a thing though in our house every night 6:30.
Okay, so you ready for your shows filmed in Burbank?
Shows? No, what are they?
I'm gonna let you know.
Okay,
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
The Ellen Show.
You know, no one's. Everyone hates on The Big Bang Theory, and I'm not supposed to like it because I'm a comedian, and apparently, that's in our bylaws as comics that we can't like The Big Bang Theory. I like the show. Just don't tell nobody.
Jimmy Parsons is from here.
Yes,
big Rockets fan.
Yes.
So Big Bang Theory.
Also, you know, I'm not going to say it.
He and Daryl.
He's happy. He's very happy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and Daryl Morey is tight with him.
Just said he's happy.
I just said Daryl Murray's tight with him.
Okay.
I just know
that.
What
else is filmed there?
We'll
move on.
So The Big Bang Theory, The Ellen Show, Fuller House, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Conan.
Wait, they still are filming Fuller House?
Yeah.
How is that still on?
I don't know.
I didn't even watch Full House.
I didn't either. And those Olsen kids are pretty big.
That was a good show.
You were big fans of the Olsen twins, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I was a fan of the show. I didn't know you were going to go that route, you a-hole.
I'm just saying.
That was really fast.
Conan.
Oh. Well, maybe this may be my big break.
There you go.
Get on late night.
And then stand-up comedy clinic.
What?
There's a stand-up comedy. Why can't I say that?
Also? I don't know.
Stand-up comedy clinic, where they say there's filming going on as well.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, California. Something you might want to explore.
Be like, yeah, I'm here for a checkup. Well, this is a clinic, right? I was just going to run my jokes by you and see if you could help me fix them. Maybe they won't like
just
that.
Just go to Yelp, put in what shows are filmed in Burbank, and that will pop up eventually.
You got that off of Yelp?
Yep. Well, I Googled it, and it came
isn't
up.
Isn't that where you find restaurant reviews?
Yeah.
But I got it because Googled what shows are filmed in Burbank. And there was a full listing on Yelp of shows filmed in the Burbank area and studios.
I'll be damned. Well, I went to check in for my flight.
Oh, you're happy about that.
And Spirit, apparently, Spirit.
There's never a nice story about Spirit, man. They're just so frustrating.
They're the cheapest. And this is not a compliment. They are the cheapest business I have ever used. And everything that they say, they have an excuse. You remember when you got an ass whooping as a kid and your parents would be like, well, this is for your own good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Well, then give me the belt. Switch with me. I'll gladly swap with you and whoop your ass if that's a concern for you. But every time I get an email or any information from Spirit, it's like, well, we're doing this to keep the cost down. No, you're doing it because you're cheap. Let's be real. You're not allowed. I get an email that's like, time to check in, which isn't working, by the way. Thanks a lot, Spirit. But I can't even check in for my flight. So what they're going to do is they're going to charge me when I get to the airport $10 to check in. You didn't do it online, sir. Well, your whack-ass website wasn't working. That's why I didn't do it online. But then so when I get the email, the first thing it says is update. The checked bag or the carry-on item that you can bring with you, the dimensions have changed. It's now 18 by 14 by 8 inches. So it's a wallet, essentially. You can bring on your wallet.
Right.
And that's it. And then they say, we do this to keep your cost down. Nah, you're just cheap. You're super cheap and raggedy.
If airlines are charging you for carry-on bags, that's ridiculous, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They charge for carry-ons. They charge for...
How much?
It's $65.
Spirit is the most expensive.
It's $65 to check a bag. It's $45 to carry one on.
Ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
And then they change the sizes. So they're like, well, your carry-on bag has to fit inside of a quart Ziploc. What?
What?
They give you the dimensions on the website.
Yeah, it's so stupid. And then they were talking about on there, we've added more seats because that lowers your cost. No, it lowers my comfort factor. It makes it worse. It lowers your cost. I didn't see the price go down on my flight. It lowers your cost, which means it increases your revenue and profit. They're not saving me money.
And you're going to pay for water.
Yeah.
I
might have to sneak that in.
They're big on talking about now about how family-oriented they are. And a story came out this week, and I'm almost positive it was on Spirit, that parents sent their two kids, who were like 13 and 9, unaccompanied on a Spirit Airlines trip, and it got diverted. And the parents weren't notified. And then the last time that the kid had to borrow a cell phone from someone else that was on the flight that was diverted to text mom and dad, let them know, oh, by the way, I'm in a hotel room with a Spirit employee.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm sharing the room with a kid that I don't know.
Uh-uh.
First of all, parents, you're sending kids that young unattended. That's... I just could never do that. But secondly, what a nightmare when you hear that. And they sent them. They were supposed to land at 10:50 at night. They got to the hotel at 4 a.m.
That's wild.
A 13-year-old, a 9-year-old. What are you doing?
But if you want to sponsor us, Spirit, email Jong Lee.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Crap on Spirit Day.
I don't care if they sponsor. I just want to check in for my flight. That's all. Is that too much to ask? Is to do what you're requiring me to do to save money?
Yeah. When
you check in online, it's cheaper for us because we don't have to pay people. Guess what? Those people are still there. You're paying them anyways. What are you talking about? If I walk up and there's a person there, I'm going to be like, how is this saving me money? I thought I checked in online so you didn't have to be here. It's whack.
You know what they call that, Nick, when the kids were treated like that?
What?
Teen Spirit. Smells like Teen Spirit. Kid got lost till 4 a.m., but an employee was with him in a hotel. And... there's all kinds of check-in problems online. Hey, we're just getting started. It's a Friday,
and
everybody's feeling
land.
F yeah fun. Comedian of the week, by the way. Let's get to that, Barry, briefly. But Tommy Drake is our comedian of the week on an F yeah Friday, and F is for funny.
Originally from San Francisco, he's been doing comedy here in Houston for a while. He was on TV, did several shows throughout his career. A lot of them were like cartoon anime stuff, but he played Ryu. Or is it Ryu? I guess it's Ryu on the Street Fighter 2 TV series. So he had that going for him, which is awesome. Now he works the cruise ships a lot. So he's a comedian on the Carnival Cruise Line, the Punchline.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to reach us, 713-780-3776, HRNP Lister Line, where you can call and text. Or you can hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Back with the usual suspects, just getting started on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
20 years ago, I moved from Northern California to Houston, Texas. That's my home. That's a weird move. There's a completely different cost of living. I sold a 1,200 square foot condo in California, made enough money to move to Houston and buy the Astros.
Hey, there you go. Barry mentioned it. First segment of the show. That's our comedian of the week. That's Tommy Drake. Mentioned H-Town. That's always good.
He's a great dude, too. I know I say that a lot, but I feel like this, the business, there's a lot of comedians that I don't talk about that aren't good people. So I try to highlight comedians that are good on stage and good off stage because there are a lot of D-bags in the business. So, but Tommy's a good dude, man. He's one of those cats that he's been doing it forever. And if it doesn't matter who you are, at what level you're at, if you had questions or wanted help with something, he would help you. He's really cool. So
cool.
Yep.
All right. So we got that going for us. We'll also have clips at 2:15, 3:15. So if you missed one, you can check out the others. You can always go back on the podcast to get what you missed. That's the beauty of what we do here by taking some of the work out of it for you to be able to catch what you missed. I think Eric Resendez was talking last night, tweeting about he was catching up. But it was hard for him to follow because there weren't tweets and text messages and the ability to reach out 85 times per show for us.
He's actually not been very...
So he's slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, he has. So several people texted the show from the first segment and said, yes, it's legal. Weed is legal in California now. You can buy it. It's kind of like alcohol, though. So you can buy it with a driver's license. You just can't have an open container in the car. So that's that. And then several people are like, well, you knew what you were getting into when you booked Spirit, so why are you bitching? Well, because I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
I'm trying to understand this whole process because obviously I've traveled a lot of different ways over the years. But if you are booked for something like this, right?
You mean the shows?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a festival, but yeah.
Okay, but you're on your own for your...
For the festival, yes. Well, and for most gigs now, even if you're a headliner... Rarely do they cover your travel. You have to get there.
Hmm.
So it's not like, you know, you work for the Rockets and you've got to cover a game and, you know.
Well, no, not like traveling with the team. I'm saying like if I had to go somewhere on business for something separate broadcasting-wise or something like that.
But I'm an independent contractor. So it's my job to get me to where the business is. They're not going to pay for it. They obviously pay me. And a lot of times they'll supply you with a hotel if you're a headliner. Very few places give you a room as a feature now. I mean, LOL in San Antonio does, the comic strip in El Paso does, and then the Looney Bins that I work in, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Wichita, and Little Rock, all have condos that they put everybody up, the headliner, the feature, and the host. But the other places I work, they don't.
See, that's interesting. Because that's what I'd say. I understand. If they contact you and they want you to come in from out of town, I would think they at least put you up.
Well, yeah, but they're not contacting me a lot of times. Like, most of the time when someone reaches out to me, it's local. Like, I got a gig at Scout Bar. They reached out to me and were like, hey, will you want to come do our show? And I was like, yeah. So we worked it out, and I'm doing Scout Bar in September. But, like, when I'm working, like, the Hyenas in Dallas, I usually reach out to the booker and say, hey, what do you got in the fall? And he says, oh, well, I can work you in on this week and this week. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. You're on the hook for a lot of stuff as the comedian. They pay you for your work. You can sell your merchandise, and sometimes they give you a room. And that's about the end of it. Some places won't even pay for your food and drinks at the club.
That's ridiculous.
It's really stupid. I was talking to one of the comics when I was in OKC. He said he worked a room where they were like, yeah, you have to pay for your drinks. You get a discount. You get, like, the employee cost for buying a drink or buying food. So he had left... And forgot to pay, like he didn't pay his tab when he left. He gets home. He's from Cleveland. I think this was in like Arizona or something. He said he got home. The club emailed him and said, you owe us $13. $13?
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah. It's a. I love what I do, but it's a crappy business at the same time.
How cheap can they be?
A lot of crappy stuff goes on in comedy.
God.
$13. I would be so pissed. I would be like, you know what? You keep it and I'll never work your club again. How about that?
Like yeah, at least
$13?
You may be right about this comedy money versus radio money. At least when we do remotes, they take care of us.
Telling you, man.
Wow. All right, we're just getting started and rolling along. If you guys want to join the show, got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, it's an FEF Friday. We'd love to hear from you. HRNP, listener line, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us up on Twitter. We're normally checking those kind of things throughout the show, so we've got plenty more to go. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I was listening to the TV broadcast down in the tunnel while I was looking at the video, and somebody said somebody was ejected, and I didn't see AJ coming down, so I went up to AJ and was like, hey, who got thrown out? And he said, you. and at that point, it's a little late for me to go back out there. AJ kind of talked me off the ledge right there.
That was Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander was ejected, as he said. Might I say, Barry, that it was maybe a good thing that he was. He gave up the cycle to start the game.
Man.
In reverse order, he gave up a home run, triple-double single, was not his usual self. People are very much highlighting today that of his last 10 starts, he's only had 4 quality starts. He's been struggling a little bit.
He's allowed.
Yes. But last night, not good. And then it was even on a night when James Paxton, who has had the Astros number, wasn't great. And they actually even left some opportunities out there where that game actually could have been close, tied.
Second and third,
otherwise.
No outs.
Yeah. That bothers me a lot when that team... That is consistently one thing that they don't do well. Second and third are runners in scoring position in less than 2 outs. They can't get a fly ball, and they can never move a guy over anymore.
What's crazy is that I'm watching the Texans. I watched the first series. I watch Deshaun Watson play it safe, thank goodness. Although, and I know we'll talk Texans, mm-hmm. so I'll save it. So I'm watching that, and then I decide I'm done watching this. I flip over to the Astros. I'm like, and I flip over, and as soon as I do, I hear Justin Verlander ejected. I was like, what? What just happened? What did I miss? First of all, then I look down at the score. I'm like, what crime scene have I walked into? What is going on here? 6-0, like right off the bat? You don't expect that from a Justin Verlander outing. I looked at my wife. I was like, well, we can watch something else or go to bed because this is over. I wake up in the morning, 6-8. Like they mounted a legit comeback. They made it a ball game.
Well, and even then,
I wasn't going to watch that atrocity of a game
because I saw them leave too many runners on base, and I'm like, you can't do this when you're playing from behind from that great of a margin. And then I clicked over to the news, and it was 8-5, and they said they're still going. So then I opened up my laptop. It's 8-6. I'm like, don't make me go back to that game.
Yeah,
but you know, overall, that's the thing. You can't dig yourself that big of a hole against a guy like that, like Paxton, but Paxton didn't have his best stuff, and yet that bothers me a lot. I know KJ's on Twitter has been mentioning it lately too. Like when you have first and second, nobody out, or second and third, nobody out, you can't get a fly ball, first and second, nobody out. Sometimes you can move them over when you just need a run or two, but they obviously, AJ believes in doing the opposite.
And I hate to say this, I feel like this is like hot take. Dude, it's a hot take alert. I think Tony Kemp's your left fielder.
Oh, yeah.
He's your everyday left fielder.
2 doubles last night.
Three for 4.
Yeah.
Hitting 300. He can swipe a bat. I mean, I feel like Marwin's been hot as of late. He's picked up another hit last night. But I think Marwin can give some guys rest down the stretch. But I think Kemp has won that job.
And he should.
Yeah.
because J.D. Davis hasn't earned anything. They sent him down, thankfully. There was someone that put on Twitter, they showed like when the crowd on a big moment in like a game all goes nuts at the same time. They're like, when Houston found out that J.D. Davis was going back down.
What sucks is that, like, well, Tyler White's doing pretty well. He's 2-for-4, hitting 281. Yeah. But why would you not let Kemp lead off? Well, I don't understand that. Why have him batting ninth? What's the purpose
of
that?
Because you know that a lot of managers believe that the ninth is the second leadoff guy. You get the party started, set the table for the second time around.
That's what Mariznick is there for.
Well, he ain't getting anything started.
So, I mean, went 1-for-2, 2 walks. He was on base 3 times. Scored a run. Right. I mean, I looked up. He was on third. That was one of those second and third nobody out situations that he didn't score on. But I think I'd much rather see, you know, Tony Kemp at the top of that lineup, Bregman hitting second, Gurriel hitting third while everybody's out. But, you know, I guess when you're missing all of your superstars or most of them, can't be picky. What I'm curious about, you didn't watch the final inning, correct?
Right.
And Nick, did you watch the game? Did you watch any of it?
No.
I'm curious what the reception was. No, the Astros.
No.
I'm curious what the reception was for Osuna.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know he finished the game.
Yeah, he pitched the ninth inning, and I'm wondering if anybody watched, let us know. I want to know, was there a smattering of boos? Was it quiet? Was there applause? What was the reception for Roberto Osuna? But he pitched a scoreless inning. I mean, bullpen did well other than Harris. Harris gave up 2 runs. But just an ugly game. Just an ugly, ugly game. But it's going to happen. You just hate to have that happen when you got two teams that are chasing you, like the Mariners being one of them. But they're all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those games again. But you're right. I mean, look, I think from the standpoint of, I bet you AJ didn't even think that they were going to be in that game, let alone have a chance and get it within 2 runs, especially when we left, what we mentioned, they left runners on base, et cetera. But you had to believe, if you're AJ Hinch, you go, I'm getting this out of the way now. I'm getting Osuna in and out. Let's get the initial reaction out of the way. Good, bad, or indifferent. Let's get it to where the next time, hopefully, people are just a little bit more settled in. Because that was a topic yesterday on a lot of shows with a lot of people on social media. How are they, you know, what are they going to do? Either end of the spectrum. If you're the Milwaukee crowd, you're going to give them a standing ovation, which was never going to happen here. But you know that it was going to be interesting to see if Houston, I thought the best thing that Houston fans should do is nothing at all.
Right.
Just sit on your hands. Don't do anything. And then, you know, let him do his thing. And there's nothing you can reverse at this point. Just, you know, see how it goes.
And I guess we have to wait 5 more days to see Verlander get his 200th win.
Yeah. And that was a big deal, too. MLB Network and everything making a big deal of it. And then, boop, boop.
So he's scheduled to pitch again August 14th in Colorado. So.
No.
It'll be here versus Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hope it's better tonight because it was definitely a stinker last night. I appreciate them clawing back and doing what they tried to do, but overall, I was like, damn.
You feel like maybe last night might have cost him the Cy Young? I mean, that's 7 losses now in the season. Yeah, I don't think you can win a Cy Young with 7 losses, can you?
I think he lost it already. I think Sale's running away.
Yeah.
I just think it's already Chris Sale's. But, yeah, if he had any notion, the ERA went up again to 2.5, so... Not that that's anything to sneeze at, but at the same time, you're like, eh, okay, well.
7 losses, yeah. And then Chris Sale's just dealing over there. And not to mention, Sale's 11-4. Also, yesterday, you saw Mookie Betts hit for the cycle?
Yes, I did.
He hit for the cycle.
Get to the meat of it.
I feel like that's his, he's wrapping up
the
MVP.
We talked about it. You're right about that. But let's get to the real, that's not important. Let's get to the real important thing.
Which is?
Who'd he hit the home run off?
Oh, was it Ken Giles?
Oh, yes, it was! Kenny G came in playing the flute and left.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Singing for help.
He's just came in. He's just...
Now, by the way, the Red Sox lost that game.
Yeah.
But they celebrated with Mookie Betts, just with him getting the cycle. And you watch, and it's a 3-2 pitch. And Giles just served it up about letter high, and it was screaming, punish me.
I saw the highlight. I didn't realize it was Giles, but yep. I was watching the highlight, and you're right. It's almost like when you watch the pitch, it's almost like you're like, oh, that guy's a Red Sox fan, because he just grooved that bad boy. Didn't even realize it was old Ken Giles.
And the minute it left
that
his hand...
That really doesn't surprise me that he gave up that Jimmy Jack.
As soon as contact was made, Giles is looking at the first base dugout and going, oh, you know, like he knows that someone just
up
kicked
in his
him
mouth.
In the, he's like, someone just kicked him right in the sack. He's like, oh, I did it again.
I'll go pack my stuff because I'll be in AAA next week.
That dude is damaged goods right now.
Broken.
Yeah. I don't know if it's repairable.
Yeah.
And we had talked in the past about Brad Lidge-esque, but this is worse than that, I think.
Yeah.
This is just every time he touches a baseball right now. He's got to have that feeling of, I don't think I can get this job done.
It, you have to, yeah.
Right?
I mean, you kind of feel that way.
Yeah, it's not just when Pujols comes up. It's like everybody. He's like, he's thinking he could make White and Davis look like all-stars if he faced the Astros.
Clayton Sutherland said it was quiet when Osuna came out.
Okay. Good tip.
Yep.
Good to know.
Stadium was pretty empty when he came out, but from what I could hear, mixed cheering and booing, and that's from El Jefe. Also, I've noticed something. So GTZ on Twitter said, dude, you're one funny SOB, but you've been on an AJ Hoffman lately. Stay funny. Say no to AJ. Because I was ranting about Spirit. I think people miss the point of the rants. It's not to be angry. It's to have fun with it.
Right.
And but I've noticed, too, that some people really enjoy a good rant.
Oh, God. There are some that'll blog about it.
I can't wait to hear this in the morning when, you know, whether it's you or me or whatever.
Right.
When you go off on this, that's going to be so fun. And then there are other people, apparently, like GTZ, who don't like it. So I think it's one of those things we're never going to be able to make everybody happy.
We can't please everybody all the time, and we've said that.
Yeah.
I just think that sometimes when you blog about it because you get your rocks off at the fact that you like conflict, and that's kind of something like you get into like romantic comedies, that when you're wrong the next day, you should probably retract it or fix it instead of just going, oopsie, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you referencing?
Oh, there's plenty.
Oh. Yeah.
The same dumbass who wrote an article and misspelled the word article? That dumbass, maybe? Is that perhaps the guy you're talking about?
I don't know about that reference, but I'm sure that if that is, that we might be in the same ballpark.
How do you write an article and misspell the word article? I'm just curious.
Spell check was broken?
How does that happen?
I don't know, but it's possible.
I'm going to go into the business of blogging and writing articles and then misspell article. Unbelievable.
Y'all check out my blog, BLAWG.
What's up, blog? Okay. Yeah, these are little pet peeves that we have too, people. It's not just you. We can have them too. But you got to believe that people are going to be... We can't please everybody all the time.
No, and that's what I realized. Like, some people really enjoy a good rant. And, I mean, there's, you know, it takes all kinds.
Well, like, ironically, people get off on the like, when 610 had their deal with Seth and Meltzer. Mm-hmm. And we had fun with it, right? But then,
because it wasn't us.
Yeah, but then, and then Josh Ennis tried to reenact the whole thing. And then these were all like things that people were tweeting about and blogging about. And there was like this big deal. Some people just get off on that.
Mm.
And other people don't want to hear it.
Mm.
They just want you to fluff their flowers and milk their Cheerios.
Somebody asked me how much cheaper was Spirit than Southwestern United. It was significantly cheaper.
But then the rebuttal isn't that the reason why?
With the luggage pricing too?
Yeah, because so like just the straight fee that you looked at was like, I want to say Spirit was 200. I'll just use round numbers because I think I might be rounding up a little bit or down a little bit. But it was like 200 for Spirit. And then the next cheapest was maybe American or United for 280.
Still, now, that's a great rate for LA.
Yeah, to LA and round trip.
Yeah, that's
round
huge.
Trip.
That's fantastic.
$200 round trip to LA. And then, you know, obviously I had to pay to check my luggage. So it adds a little bit, but that 280 didn't include all the fees too. Because I was looking at United, and it was like, yeah, it's 280. But then when you show up, we'll weigh your luggage and charge you according to how much it weighs. What? So I have no idea what that's going to cost me. Nah, I'd rather at least know.
And they
it's $65
prices based on the weight. I thought it was always 50 pounds or less is okay. Anything over 50, you pay.
That's what I read. Based on the weight.
Well, did you ever consider shipping it to your buddy's place?
No.
Ship it like Monday of this week.
As many packages as I've had in the mail come lately that have been all messed up, no.
All right, just throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people do that with their golf clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're continuing to rolling on. Join us, if you will, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, where you can call and text. You can also hit us on Twitter. Jerry Bo's going to join us.
Nice.
Jerry Bo, who we promote all the time as being a guy that came in as an intern, and he is blowing it up with gambling tips and otherwise. Now he's going to have a fantasy football show with another friend of the show, Josh, here on our social media staff, too, as well. So we're going to get Jerry to talk about that and a whole bunch of other things. That'll be about 2:30. Don't miss that, as well as everything else that's heading your way. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Hour number one, 3 hours.
This
show.
Is America. That's what the song is.
Did you want to just have your karaoke moment?
This is America.
Spit it. Go
no,
ahead. Spit your lyrics. Go ahead.
I've been listening to Drake. I've been getting in touch with my sensitive thug side. You a Drake fan?
Not really.
No?
Auto-tune and everything?
Well, although, he doesn't really auto-tune. He's not an auto-tune. It's not a guy, heavy though. Auto-tune guy. But, like, download Scorpion. Well, I don't know. However you get music.
Scorpion. Cassette tape. Someone runs one for me. Yeah.
Scorpion actually is pretty good. Have you listened to it yet, Nick?
No, not
I
really.
I highly recommend it, and I am not a Drake fan. Not a fan at all. It's pretty good. Although I would like to see Pac-Man Joel do the In the Feelings
Kiki challenge thing.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. You want to do that in the parking lot?
I will do it with the rental car so that I screw it up. No, I'm not actually going to do it. No. That's the stupidest thing ever. I understand the whole ice bucket challenge took off and everybody's doing all these things. But, I mean, and then I've got friends of mine doing it on Facebook in golf courses with golf carts. Fine. That's one thing. But doing it with moving cars down, like, busier streets, that's just idiotic.
You're such
stupidity.
A curmudgeon.
Are you going to do it in your truck?
I would.
Well, you would because you're the guinea pig.
Well, because he has an acre of land, too. He's got plenty
good
of room.
Good point. The driveway alone, he could do it like he could do the song on repeat 3 times.
Yeah. I'm not risking my ride hitting something.
Do you remember Ghost Ride the Whip? Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Kiki, do you love me? There's like a little dance. You drive and then you do the side and then you hop back in the car. Unless you get hit by a car or bust your ass like most of the people. That's the only ones I want to watch. I want to watch the Kiki Challenge where people get run over by oncoming traffic or fall down and can't catch their car.
I'd like to see their door
those
taken
are the good
off.
Ones.
And when the door gets taken off, it hits the person that's running alongside the car. That would be funny.
Those are the good ones.
Kiki Challenge has gone wrong.
Yeah.
Kiki, that would be a great video.
Kiki Death
it's
Challenge.
One thing when something goes viral over the
when it's good
in the United States, but this is global, like all over the
really?
Country. Yeah,
they're doing the in Russia. They're doing the Kiki
they're doing
challenge?
It in Europe. They're
is it
doing
called
it in Africa? They're doing it.
No, you're
everywhere.
Right. It's not the Kiki challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because, in your feelings challenge, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's called the Kiki challenge
because the song is called In Your Feelings.
Yeah, but he mentioned
in my
Kiki,
feelings
or the
so.
Shiggy
like
or is
I
it,
just mentioned it.
No. Oh, yeah, it is the Shiggy.
It's the Shiggy challenge.
It's going viral. Hashtag Kiki challenge. I started it. Just remember that. Got it here first.
Yeah, you made me start saying
it. Yeah, don't
it.
Catch me lying. I'm
no,
telling you.
Oh, you know what?
Hashtag Kiki challenge, baby. Like, do the little heart thing.
I'm pretty sure it's the In My Feelings challenge.
I think you're absolutely right.
Okay. Just making sure.
But it doesn't not going to stop me from calling it the Kiki challenge.
Good good album, though. And then I tried to listen to Travis Scott's new album, Astroworld.
Astroworld, yeah.
Eh. Not bad. Not great. Right. It's got a couple of good bangers on it, as the kids would say. Some of it's just weird.
He's just come a long way from being a ball boy for the Rockets.
Was he a ball boy? Oh.
You know you're on video, bro.
It's all right.
Yeah, you forget about that.
I don't worry about that. We got like 10 people watching.
Oh, speaking of, I had to copy Pac-Man Joel. I did a video today. I don't know when it's going to come out. I think they're editing it right now.
Oh,
but
boy.
I tried to, you know, have a little fun with it. Talk a little.
A video for Sports Map?
Sports Map, yeah. All right, Mark Villalobos has a question for us, and then we're going to get to Chris's call, I promise. All right? So here's the question from Mark Villalobos. If it was a picture. If you had to give up one of these for life, what would it be? Tacos, chicken wings, pizza, or burgers?
Dang.
What are you giving up?
Easy for me, and I can answer it in seconds.
If you say tacos, you're going to have to divorce Lisa.
Right, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Chicken wings.
You would give up chicken wings?
Dude, when I have a cheat day, the last thing that's on my mind to eat is chicken wings.
Now, you know that would mean like boneless wings, so that would also mean tenders.
No, you're taking it a step further.
Nope,
that wasn't.
No. Nope.
Look, no one asked you to rewrite the rule book.
When you
we got four choices.
When you go to Wingstop, you can get the boneless strips, which is just chicken tenders.
I go to Big City Wings if I'm going to go.
Oh,
but I'm just saying. I would not. You can't
you're
change.
You're on video as well, sir. Just letting you know.
I know.
Yeah.
I did that on purpose.
Did you?
No.
No. So you can't put stipulations and clauses in the contract. The bottom line is you asked me what to choose, and I chose.
That's so difficult for me.
What
you're
are you
a
going
Wang
with?
Guy. That's why.
What are you giving up, Nick? Tacos, chicken wings, pizza, or burgers?
Nick said, what, salads isn't an option to get rid of?
I'm stuck between burgers and tacos.
Really?
As one of the two you're going to get rid of?
Yeah.
See,
I love wings.
You are a big wing guy, yep.
If I had to give up tacos, I would have to also give up my Hispanic wife, which that would also be pizza, though, because she loves pizza.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I would have to give up burgers or chicken wings. And I feel like I'd probably go burgers.
See, that's so hard to actually say you would give up on a burger. That's just
But
to
it's
me,
like, eh, I've had, like, burgers seem to be the most easily available food. And so you eat it all the time. Like, you eat Jack in the Box, you eat McDonald's.
It's amazing.
Constantly.
See, I don't, but when I do, when you have that, you crave it.
Like a peanut butter burger?
No.
Okay.
That is just disgusting.
Dude. I asked my wife, I was like, hey, I was talking about it on the show, peanut butter burgers. You want to make one? She goes, hell no, and walked out. Like, that was it. That was the whole
way
conversation.
To go, Nora. That's right.
End of the, yeah, that was it. So I'm going burgers. You said what? Tacos?
I might have to go with the tacos, yeah.
Bitches.
Tacos or the
wings.
Burgers?
Man.
And I gave up wings because I still get tenders.
Hopefully I'm never faced with that decision.
I know, that would suck. Pizza, though, you can't give that up, right?
Nope.
No.
Gotta stick with pizza.
Yep.
Holly's in here in the studio. Which one are you giving up, Holly? Burgers. I'm with you, right? I mean, blech. Eh, it's whatevs. It's just a burger.
That burger yesterday, that $75 burger, give that baby up. You're giving up everything. It had tenders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, you had to give
Hot
those up.
Hot dogs, bratwurst, tenders. It's a whole snack stand in one bun.
You would have to give those up. The tenders on
that
there.
That is not true. See, here you go again. What are you, like,
trust and
Roger
wait.
Goodell over here rewriting the rule book as we go?
Trust and Wait on Twitter said, what the hell is Barry smoking? A chicken tender is not a chicken wing.
Thank
really?
You.
So are you going to tell me there's a boneless wing? Because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. There is no such thing as a boneless wing. It's not a wing anymore.
Oh, it is. They just can't fly.
They just can't fly. There's no such thing as a boneless
they
wing.
They just coined it as
accidents
a boneless
happen,
wing.
Barry. I got
but
a three-legged dog.
Yeah. If you're going to say wings, then that includes boneless wings, and that might as well include chicken strips.
See, that's where you take it too far.
But usually boneless
no
wings
such
are
thing
smaller.
As a boneless wing.
But usually when they coin it as
that's
a boneless
that's called a thigh.
Don't when you're bursting the bubble of a lot of people out there that are now very confused by the fact
like,
there's no
wait.
Such thing. There's no boneless wings?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to tell you, that's not how chickens are made.
But when they coin it as boneless wings, they're usually smaller than the tenders.
Unless they're deformed. Then they maybe don't. They're
that's
just
what I'm
like
saying.
Trying to fly and they got just these nubs.
We got a bird in the neighborhood that can't fly because one wing's.
You got a boneless wing.
Yeah. You got a boneless wing. That happens.
What do y'all call him? Dinner?
No, flapper.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. All right, we're continuing to roll on. 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go. The big show. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two, right around the corner. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, and get down.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.